Hello, and welcome to the Midwest Genealogy Center's Tell Me a Story program, an initiative to record America's family history in sound. Oral histories are one of the most personal and rewarding ways to preserve family stories. The Tell Me a Story sessions are 45-minute interviews between two people with the assistance of a trained facilitator. Participants will receive a compact disc with the full interview. A copy will be archived at the Midwest Genealogy Center and, with permission, later made available to the public. And now, another story.
Today is June 4th, 2016, and my name is Soror Gina Rochelle Mercer. I am a member of Alpha Kappa Alpha Sorority Incorporated, Beta Omega Chapter, here in Kansas City, Missouri. I am here with Soror Lois Arnold Smith, who is a Golden Soror, member of Alpha Kappa Alpha Sorority Incorporated, Beta Omega Chapter of Kansas City, Missouri. The title Golden means Soror Lois has met the 50-year milestone of membership in the sorority. We are here today to learn about her story as a woman of our illustrious Alpha Kappa Alpha sorority. Soror Lois, let's begin with you telling something about your beginning. Soror Lois, give us something. Tell us about yourself.
Well, I was born here in Kansas City, Missouri. I am a twin. And we were born at 2731 Vine Street in the kitchen. My parents were greatly surprised with two. They were not expecting twins. The doctor prepared to leave, and my mother hesitated, told him he could not go. There was one more. That's about the end of that. We were the last of the children.
How many siblings do you have?
I have none at the present time. They're all deceased. I'm the last member of our family originally, but I did have three sisters and two brothers.
And your parents' names, what did they do?
My mother was a housewife. But she was elated to get a job for the first time during the Second World War. And my father almost had a fit. He believed in a woman stayed in the home. She was just felt like freedom at last. But that's all there is to say about that.
Great. And how many children do you have? And if so, what are their names?
I don't have any children. I have enjoyed my nieces and nephews.
Wonderful. And your last name, I understand Arnold is your maiden and then Smith?
Yes.
How did you meet your spouse?
Well, we were both teachers. I was teaching at an elementary school, Sumner School, and they were about to have the convention, which at that time was separate. The black people had their convention, teachers' convention, and the whites had theirs. Well, it so happened that my husband was in a leadership role for this convention, and a teacher at Sumner, where I worked, had some materials that she needed to give to him. Asked me, did I want to ride over with her to R.T. Cole's school where he worked? I said, sure, anxious to get away from school for a few minutes. Well, he came out to the car, and she always drove a beautiful car, Cadillac or something like that. But he looked in the window, and he asked her about that car and said, well, why don't you let me have this car and come over and drive Miss Arnold around sometime? Miss Arnold was currently without a date. She looked him over and said, "What kind of car do you drive?" He said, "Oh, I drive a Ford." I said, "That'll be good enough." End of story.
That is such an interesting story, Sarah Lois. And knowing now that you was an educator, had you always wanted to be an educator?
Actually, I don't know what I wanted to be until I got to college and all of my friends were going to college. I was running an elevator, and when they all were leaving, Joyce and I both spoke up to our mother and said, "Well, we want to go too." So they somehow scraped up the money for two of us, and I got down there, and they were signing up to be teachers, so I signed up along with them.
Where did you attend college?
Lincoln University in Jefferson City, Missouri. Well, I did enjoy teaching, and I had experience working with children, so when I say I didn't know what I wanted to do, that's not exactly correct, but I guess it just has not, I hadn't been confronted with the lifetime ahead of planning.
And when did you graduate?
I graduated in 1947.
And while there, what inspired you to become an Alpha Kappa Alpha woman?
Well, I had always known I would be an Alpha Kappa woman because I was an acapel in high school, and my oldest sister was an Alpha Kappa Alpha woman. She was made at she went to Howard University, she was made in Beta Omega after she graduated and came home. And I hadn't even thought of being anything else.
What office and what titles have you held with Alpha Kappa Alpha at the undergraduate level as well as the graduate level?
Well, I have to tell you the way I see it. I've never held a leadership office, neither in college or in the graduate chapter, but I've been a loyal supporter. And as my husband used to say, if everybody was in the parade, who would there be to watch it? So I have supported many, many of the committees. Sometimes you even forget how many you have done. But I feel that's just as important as saying I was a chairman of this and I was a chairman of that, because many times the chairman cannot carry the load. It's those of us who serve to support the chairman that serve as well.
Over your 50 years, milestone in Alpha Kappa Alpha sorority, which gives you your illustrious title as a golden soror, how has AKA impacted your life?
I thought about that when I heard about that question. The best that I could determine is that I have made lifelong friends, and that has been the high point of it. That is what I would recommend to others.
What has been a most memorable story being an Alpha Kappa Alpha woman? I know you have many years, and I know that you are one of our most dedicated life member. So what story do you have that you will remember the most?
I can't think of one, but as I was contemplating that, I went, and I know you don't want to know about undergraduate. You want to know about Beta Omega.
Oh, we like to hear all about it.
All right.
Undergrad to graduate to everything.
I'll have to go back to the undergraduate level.
Please do.
I had some pictures, and I pulled the pictures out, and one of them was one of the day that I was made an Alpha Kappa Alpha soror. I was just overwhelmed at being able to join the inner circle with the sorors and step out of the Ivy circle and be one of the big girls. Yeah, big sister.
What have been some of your contributions to community service, career, or volunteer service?
Nothing outstanding, just continuous. We do things for others, and that's where I have had a problem. Some of the things that I do, I don't think you need to get credit for. I don't jot down every time I go to see someone who's ill. That's Christian service. And I don't have any outstanding significant things to tell you.
Well, actually, I think you do. You are a caring and loving, who always have an embrace for a soror, always have a smile for a soror. And that in itself, Soror Lois, is a big uplift of service.
That's good to know.
So with that in mind, what do you like most about being an AKA?
I guess I'd say belonging, knowing that I have people who would be there for me if I needed them, and being a part of an organization. As I look back at the younger members, they are so vibrant, and they have jobs that I would never have believed possible, and they are dynamic. And I like being close to observe the world as it is changing and being a part of it.
What advice do you have for sorors starting out in Alpha Kappa Alpha Sorority Incorporated?
Hang in there. Come to the meetings. Say, oh, I can't go, or oh, I can't do that, because the time goes so fast. And when you look back on it and say, I wish I had a, it's too late.
What do you want sorors to remember about you?
Just the loyalty. And with God's grace, the communication, being a positive person. That's all.
And is there anything else you would like for us to know and that you would like to share with us?
Well, I have some thoughts, but I don't have them correlated right now. I hope we don't get so large that we lose our perspective. I hope that our commitment to the community does not get so broad that we cannot do a good job of the a few things that would be more important. You can't be in everything, but do a good job in a few things and you'll have won the battle.
I want to thank you, Soror Lois, for sharing your story. This concludes the recording of Life Member, Golden Soror Lois Arnold Smith, date June 4th, 2016, here at the Midwest Genealogy Center in Independence, Missouri. Thank you.
Thank you.